Today I want to talk to you a little bit about the military.
今天他要讲一些军事方面的事情，军队方面的事情。
Is there anyone in here that's affiliated with the military at all?
这里有人曾经跟军队有关系吗？或者参加过军队的吗？
Oh, I didn't know that, Pastor. Wow, and over there as well. Okay, since
朱弟兄在军队里面服役过，然后牧师在海军里面服役过。
Since we have a pastor that was in the Navy and a gentleman as well, I'm going to start out by saying I'm no expert, okay?
他说既然这个牧师和那个朱弟兄在军队里服务过，他自己没有服役过，所以他不是 expert, 不是专家这个方面。
But I have had some affiliation with the military. Have you guys ever heard of Seafair?
哦，他跟这个军队还是有点关系。那你们有没有听过这个 Seafair, 就是我们这边的叫做海洋节。
So a long, 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 long time ago, okay, I was Miss Seafair, and that was my first introduction to the military. And I brought a photo for you to prove that I was once very skinny and not pregnant.
Okay, 她是 Emily 在很久很久很久以前，那在这个我们的海洋节上，作为Mrs. Seafair, Miss Seafair 就是海洋节小姐，这她今天带来照片给我们大家看。
That was my first introduction to the military.
他这是第一次跟这个军，第一次就是跟军队有关系。
And then after that, I actually worked for the Navy, helping them to build battleships for about 3 years.
哦，就是说他在这个跟海军 for battleship.
I worked for the Navy worked for the Department of Defense.
哦，他就是
three years.
为这个国防部。服务过三年。
Okay, all that to say, you can put down that photo now, please. All that to say is that I know enough about the military to know that the military to a civilian is a totally different world.
就是他尽管在这个国防部啊，就是服役过，但是这个他和军队和这个一般的就是 civilian, 就是说市民是不一样的，这两就是公民和这个。市民和军队是不一样的。
Right, the military has bases all around the world, and they share in a different culture, a different language, a different, do you need me to pause? Time and even fashion.
哦，就是在这个海军，它是在全世界各地，它都有这个基地，然后它有不同的文化、不同的语言和不同的风格。
Right, when I was Miss Seafair, I remember people standing up and saluting when I was still sitting to eat.
哦，就是他在海洋节的时候看到人家对这个海军就在敬礼的时候 salute 的时候，他还在低头在吃东西。
There's a culture that we need to learn.
就这种军队的文化，我们需要学习。
If you ever hear an officer speak to another officer, you probably wouldn't understand what they're saying because they use very different vocabulary, abbreviations.
所以一般的市民他对军队里面这些讲的一些东西他不一定能够懂，比如说他有不同的语言，不同的这个文化。
And they have different fashion too, don't they?
还有不同的这个时尚。
I'm sure the pastor used to wear a uniform, right? And that uniform, you can tell what sector of the military you belong to, what rank, what division.
所以他们海军也会穿不同的这个制服，那根据他的制服你可以看到他是是什么属于哪一个阶层哪一个军界。
And they also function on a different time, military time.
还有不同的这个不同的时间。
I remember when I worked for the Navy, the meetings it would be 1300 instead of 1 p.m.
哦，他们这个在海军的时候，比如说他说开会的时候300，就是说三点钟的时候，实际上是讲的300，实际上是三点，下午三点，来。
That of 1 p.m.
不是。
I understand numbers in Chinese, so not that one.
Okay.
I always thought, why do they make me do math to tell time?
大家为什么想我要把这个来换算这个时间呢
？Now, similarly, the Lord Himself has His own military.
那主有自己的军队
，with its home base in heaven，
它的基地在天上
，and bases around the world that we call churches，
它的地上也有基地，就是我们所叫的这个教会。
And we have our own culture as well, don't we?
我们也有自己的文化，对吧？
We have a culture of heaven.
我们有天上的文化，对吧？
Earlier when Pastor Ling Ling was leading worship, you can sense the culture of heaven being brought down to earth.
当师母带领唱诗歌的时候，你可以看到这个天上这个可以看到天上的事情。
We also have our own language.
我们还有自己的语言。
A language of faith.
我们有信仰的语言。
A prayer language.
祷告的语言。
We have our own fashion. I don't know if you knew that, but
我们也有时尚。
The Lord has actually equipped us with clothing for battle.
主给我们赐我们全副的装备来打仗。
That He calls the armor of God.
就是神的神的军装。
That we'll cover in a little bit more detail in our passage today.
我们后面会讲到。
And then the Lord also has His own time.
主也有自己的时间。
God's time.
主的时间。
How many of you have been contending for some kind of breakthrough, healing, a new opportunity, and you talk to Pastor Ling Ling and Pastor Andy, and they tell you it's all in God's timing.
当我们谈论这个主医治的时候，刚才牧师也祷告，就说我们是有主的时间。
God's timing is very different from our time, isn't it?
主的时间跟我们的时间表是完全不一样的。
Now, what I want to highlight today are not these differences.
我今天所要讲的不是想强调这些不同。
Just like the military, it functions in a way that's totally different from this world.
就像军队的这个军队的运作跟我们世界的运作是完全不一样的。
God's military also functions in a way that's totally different from this world.
主的这个运作方式跟我们这个世界的运作方式也是。
But what I want to highlight today are not these differences.
但我今天所强调的不是这些。
What I want to highlight today is that soldiers enlisted in God's military don't even know that they're enlisted.
今天要讲的就是说我们主征召我们都可能都不一定知道。
Who are these soldiers?
谁是这些士兵呢？
You and I.
你和我。
Turn to your neighbor and say, you are enlisted.
跟你的邻居讲一讲，是你和我，是我神的军队。
Now the passage I want to speak on today, it comes from Ephesians 6. We're going to be reading from verses 10 to 20.
今天我要用的经文就是以弗所书第六章十到二十节。Okay, sure, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with the feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints.Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should.
Okay, 就是以弗所书第六章第十节到第二十节，就是我们早上刚才念的。那我还有末了的话，你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人，要穿戴神所赐的全副军装，就能抵挡魔鬼的诡计。因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了。用真理当作带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸，又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上， 此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当今的本分放胆讲论。
Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer. God, I pray, Lord, that today your word would go out with power and authority.
我们感谢你今天你的话语能够赐给我们力量。
God, I pray that today you would strengthen your troops through this passage here today.
也把你的道理向你的话语向我们讲明。
Whether we're going through seasons of ease or seasons of hardship.
不管是在这个平顺的时候，还是遇到困难的时候。
I pray that you would equip your people here today.
求你把你的全副军装让我们装备起来。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.Now, earlier I mentioned that the Lord has his own clothing for battle, right?
刚才我们已经讲过，就是说神有我们全副的军装来打仗。
And this is called the armor of God, and it's outlined here in our passage.
就是讲我们是神所赐的全副军装。
But do you think that soldiers that don't even know they're enlisted in the military are going to put on their uniforms?
你们知道，就是说，如果士兵他根本没有知道征召自己被征召的话，他们会穿上军装吗
？Most likely not, right?
也许不会吧。
And if you think about it,
当你想一下
，a military full of soldiers who don't even know they're enlisted in the military is a scary thought, isn't it?
对，如果士兵他都不知道自己征召被征召入伍了，这很奇怪这个事情。
See, when we were adopted into the family of God.
当我们被被这个被神被接纳我们
，We were also enlisted into the military of God.
我们也是被征召入伍了。
And what I mean by this is, just as a military, the purpose of it is to be prepared in case of war.
就像征召士兵是为了为打仗做准备的。
God's called His believers to be prepared in case of war.
神召他的信徒。来征召他们来入伍，来打他的仗。
Now the war that we engage in is a spiritual war.
我们打的仗是属灵的仗。
Called spiritual warfare.
就是属灵的仗，属灵的战争。
And our passage tells us that the Lord has equipped us with everything we need to engage in this battle.
刚才那段经文告诉我们，神给我们的全副的武装，为我们准备。
But too often, believers of God act as if they're helpless civilians.
常常的我们信徒并不知道觉得我们很无助。
Not even knowing they're enlisted.
甚至于不知道我们被征召了。
So the word of the Lord for you first and foremost today is that you are enlisted.
我们今天要讲就是我们是被征召的。
And that's the title of my message for you today.
今天讲到的这个题目。
Okay, so...Let's pick up the pace here. And I have three things I want to talk to you about today, okay?
我们讲加快一点这个我们的步伐，就是我们有今天要讲三点。
Now, as soldiers enlisted in God's military, what are some things that we need to know?
当士兵被征召入伍的时候，我们要知道些什么呢？
The first thing is that we have to know who our enemy is.
你必须了解你的敌人。
If you look at our passage, it says in verse 12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood.
当你看到第十二节说，我们跟我们作战的是与属血气的征，
what、
不是与属血气的征战。
What does this mean？
这什么意思呢
？That means that your enemy is not your family。
你的敌人不是你的家里的人。
Your enemy is not your husband, even during those bad fights。
你的这个敌人不是你的丈夫。
It's not your mother-in-law。
不是你的女婿，不是你的。
It's not your pastor when you reach a disagreement.
也不是你的牧师，当你们有意见不同的时候，也不是你的牧师。
It's not the bad friends that are influencing your children.
这也不是你对你的孩子有产生这个负面的影响。
See, some of you who have strained relationships.
我们中间有一些人有一些很奇怪的
are waging war against your own family members.
喜欢跟家里的人争执。
And maybe the first step to your victory is to realize that your enemy is not them.
也许第一胜利的第一步，你应该知道，就是说你的敌人不是他们。
It says in our passage, it's not flesh and blood.
这在不是与不是属血气的。
But it's the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world.
而是要跟执政掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的征战。
It says it's the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
是还有跟天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
In other words, put simply, it's the devil.
换句话说就是就是 devil, 就是恶魔撒旦。
See, when I was younger, I have a little brother.
当我年轻的时候，我有一个弟弟。
And he loved, when he was little, he loved to play video games, shooting games, war games.
他喜欢打电子游戏，打那个各种各样的游戏。
And I remember when I was younger, I wanted to hang out with my brother.
当我年轻的时候，小的时候，我喜欢跟我弟弟一起玩。
So I asked him, hey, can I try playing?
我可不可以跟你一起玩呢？
And he set me up with my computer, with my own headset.
他帮他这个把他的这个耳机和这个电脑都设好了。
And he said, okay, if these people come out, you need to shoot them.
他告诉他，如果这些人出来的话，你应该向他们射击。
And I said, okay, I got it. And I saw someone come out.
So, okay, 我知道了，我看到一些人出来。
And I started shooting.
他开始向他们射击。
And he rips off his headset and he goes, what are you doing?
他把这个耳机拿掉说你在干嘛？
I said, I'm shooting.
他说我在打枪啊，我在射击啊。
And he said, you're shooting me.
他说你向我打，你开枪打我了。
See, sometimes when we enter into battle and we don't know who our enemy is, we end up shooting our own brother.
所以说当我们不知道我们敌人是谁的时候，我们进去的话，我们可以有可能会打开，可能射击向我们的弟兄们射击。
And our enemy, the devil, he loves to see us fighting one another.
恶魔知道我们互相射杀。
See, certainly our loved ones and people close to us, they can hurt us. I understand that. People close to us, families, brothers and sisters in Christ, they can hurt us and cause us pain.
就是跟我们关系很亲密的家里人，有可能对我们伤害。
But it's when we make them our enemy that we've given in to the devil's schemes.
但是我们反过来说，我们如果是把他们当作我们的敌人，我们正落入了魔鬼的诡计。
It's like sports, right? Soccer, basketball. If you don't know who your enemy is, very likely you're going to pass your opponent the ball.
对，就跟你踢足球、打篮球一样的。如果你不知道你的对方是谁，那你很容易就是说失球。
And when you do that, it makes it so much easier for your opponents to win, doesn't it?
对，这样的话就是说他们的对手就很容易赢，对吧？
Let's not make things easier for the devil.
这也是就是恶魔所。
Because he's tricky and he likes to disguise himself as our loved ones to work against us.
他的诡计就是让我们互相为敌，互相为仇。
We need to remind ourselves who our enemy is.
对，我们要提醒我们自己。
And in our passage, it says in verse 12 that our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the evil forces of this world, the devil.
Yeah, 正如我们这个刚才十二经文第十二节所说，因为我们不与属血气的征战，乃是与执政掌权的、管辖幽暗世界的和天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Okay, the second thing we need to know as soldiers enlisted in God's military.
第二点，我们就是说，我们作为应征入伍的神的士兵，我们需要做什么？
We need to be prepared.
我们需要准备。
We need to be prepared in the full armor of God.
我们要用神全副的武装来。
And we need to be prepared in and out of battle.
对，我们要不光是在这个打仗的时候，在打仗之外也要准备。
I had a friend who was in ROTC. I had a friend, you can just say ROTC.
我有一个在 ROTC 的一个朋友。
It's a preparation for military officers starting in college.
就是说他这个是一个校园聚会。
And this friend of mine, after college, he ended up being sent to Iraq for war.
但是他这个学校毕业之后，他到这个 Iraq 到达伊拉克去打仗去了。
Thankfully, he came back safely after a few years, and then he was sent to the military base in South Korea.
很幸运的话，他是回来了。他又但是呢，他又被发到这个南非，南韩。
There, he continued his military preparation and training because the threat of war is very real there.
对他们就是说准备在军事上做了很多的准备，因为有可能有打仗。
Then he was sent to a beautiful base out in Hawaii.Where he continued his training and preparation.
然后他又被派到这个夏威夷基地，然后他也是在那边准备。
I share this to say this, in that the Lord, He has also called His military to be prepared in training at all times.
就是神也希望，就是说也征召我们这些征召的士兵也随时准备好。
1 Peter 5:8 it says this. It says, "Be alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion." Looking for someone to devour.
彼得前书第五章第八节告诉我们，我们务要谨守警醒，因为我们的仇敌魔鬼像狮子，像如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞噬的人。
You know, me and my family, we just came back recently from a trip to Arizona.
我家刚刚从这个 Arizona 旅游回来。
And my mentor, who has a home in Arizona, had warned us to always make sure our feet are covered.
我的 mentor, 我的导师吧。I'm sorry, can you say it again?
Yeah, and my mentor told us to make sure that our feet are always covered.
他我的主灵导师让我们随时准备好，让我们这个 shoes covered.
Yeah, because in the desert.There's a lot of thorns and sharp things that can puncture your feet.
就是他的导师告诉他们一定要准备好，经常要把自己鞋子把它盖好，因为在这个沙漠里面有很多这个尘埃啊、尘粒啊、沙粒啊这些。
So the first few days, I made sure me and my family, our feet were always covered.
所以他的家里面就是每次就要准备好，就是要把自己的鞋子。
And then halfway through our trip, my little toddler, my two-year-old.Wanted to come out of the pool and walk to the grass.
他的两岁的孩子就是说想这个从这个游泳池出来，想到这个沙漠里面去。
And I thought, oh, it's such a short distance. It's okay.
他认为这是一个很短的距离。
And my toddler doesn't even know how to speak yet, but he still said, "Mom, shoes, Mom, shoes."
对他两岁的孩子，他虽然还不知道怎么样很好的教很好的说话，但是他说跟说妈妈鞋子盖好鞋子。
I said, it's okay, baby, just go, I'm lazy.
妈妈说，孩子你继续，你就去吧，她说我很懒。
And sure enough, 2 seconds later,
两秒钟之后，孩子就哭了。
Luckily, it wasn't anything too sharp. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't stuck in his foot, so I was glad for that.
很幸运，就是说没有什么尖的东西戳到他的脚。
But I learned my lesson.
但是我们学到了功课。
These are the moments that the enemy looks for.
这就是敌的仇敌，就想要你怎么做。
The moments we let down our guard.
让我们这个辜负神。
The moments we think, oh, it's okay, I don't need to be prepared in this moment.
就是说我们仇敌希望我们根本不需要准备。
We need to be prepared at all times with the full armor of God.
但是我们需要神给我们，我们随时准备要穿戴神赐给我们的全副军装。
You know that friend I told you about? I asked him, when you go out and fight, what are things that you need to be effective?
当你这个出去的时 ，I'm sorry.
When that friend that I spoke about before, I asked him, who's in the army, I said, when you go out to fight, what are some things that you need to be effective?
Okay, 就是说，当你他的朋友就是刚才那个朋友就是说。问他就是当你出去的时候是什么东西是最对你来说是最有效的准备。
And he told me you need 3 things.
他说你需要三件事情。
One, you need things to fight with.
你要知道你这个跟你一起打仗的。
Just ammunition, guns, bombs, explosives.
你要你的武器装备啊这些东西。
Two, you need things to survive with.
第二个事情你要想你怎么样能够生存下来活下来。
Helmets, boots, armor, clothing, gloves, food, water.
Yeah, 所以你的头盔啊，你的你的手套啊，你的食物啊，你的水啊，这些东西供应。
And lastly, you need things to communicate with.
还有就是说，你要跟谁能够交通，跟谁联络。
Radios, maps.
你要有这个 电台。
And I thought to myself, God has given us all three things.
啊，就说神实际上给我们所有这三样都给了我们。
See, God, He's given us things to fight with.
啊，神给我们一些装备。
It says in our passage between verses 13 to 20 where he outlines the armor. He says that he's given us the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
他在第十七节讲的是，就是我们戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
Hebrews 4:12 it says this, that the word of God is living and active. It's sharper than any double-edged sword.
神给我们的宝剑是比任何利剑都是。
Jesus himself in Matthew 4.
在这个马太福音里面。
Jesus uses the word of God.
神用这个神的话，耶稣用神的话。
This is the passage where the devil is attacking Jesus.
哦，这就是这个圣，就是魔鬼用这个神的话来反击耶稣。
And each attack.God uses the word of God to triumphantly have victory over the devil.
但是耶稣都是用神的话，就是说用神的话反击，用神的话得胜。
Now God's also given us things to survive with.
神也给我们一些我们能够这个生存，我们自己可以活下
来。Right? He's given us the breastplate of righteousness. The helmet of salvation.
他给我们一个这个救恩的头盔。
The belt of truth.
真理的腰带。
Feet fitted with the gospel of peace.
和平平安的福音。
A shield of faith to extinguish every flaming arrow of the evil one.
他就是用信德做盾牌，可以灭绝一切恶者的火箭。
And he's also given us things to communicate with.
他也给我们个交通的一个方法。
See, we don't need to carry maps and radios.
我们不需要带着这个电台啊，不需要带电台和地图。
And it's not just because we have little smartphones now.
现在我们有这个智能手机。
But it's because we have the ultimate smartphone, the ultimate GPS.
但是我们有个最终极的手机，最终极的智能。
God Himself.
就是神自己。
Whom we can speak to anywhere, anytime, for anything.
所以我们在多方。在任何地方任何时间都可以祷告。
And he will always be there to listen to us, to guide us through each battle victoriously.
他总是在那里垂听我们的祷告，在任何战场上他都垂听我们的祷告。
But the thing is that we need to be praying, it says in our passage here, 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests.
这就是说我们要靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并在
praying at all times.
随时祷告，任何时间都可以祷告。
Not just when a problem arises.
不是说你出了问题才祷告。
Not just before our meals.
不是在饭前祷告，不仅仅是在饭前祷告。
I told you earlier when I worked for the military, the language was so hard for me to understand.
他刚才说就是刚刚跟这个刚才跟军队服务的时候，他们的言语就是说他们的言语就是说很难懂。
But after a year of working with them,
多年之后呢
，It became my natural language.
它变成他的这个很自然的语言。
It was hard for me not to call my husband and say, "Make sure you're home by 1600."
他跟他丈夫说，你16点准时回来，就是四点钟实际上。
God wants our prayer language to become our natural language.
神很希望我们的祷告的语言变成我们自己的自然的语言。
And in order for this to happen, we need to prepare in and out of battle with the full armor of God.
我们就是要任何时间全方位的准备来准备。
And we can't pick and choose. You know, my friend that told me you needed things to fight with, things to survive with, and things to communicate with.He said, "You take away one of these things, and you can't fight effectively."
就是刚才讲的，就是说你如果把这个三个事情拿掉，就是说你不知道用什么来打仗，用不知道怎么样生存，不知道怎么样交通的话，你就可能肯定是打不赢这个仗。
You know, sometimes as believers, with you know, today I'm having a really good hair day. I'll just leave my. I don't want to put the helmet on.
有的时候就说，有人说，哎呀，我刚刚 刚刚这个理了发，刚刚 have a 好的发型，我不想把头盔戴上。
Or the sword of the spirit, it's too heavy and big, it's not going to fit in my purse. I'll just leave it at home today.
就是这个剑太重了，我不愿意把它带着，我把它放在家里面了。
Oh, baby, you can just you don't need to wear your shoes right now. You'll be fine.
就跟刚才讲的小孩子，你不用穿你的鞋子，你没问题。
No, we need to stay alert and prepared. We can't pick and choose. We need to put on the full armor of God, praying at all times.
不是这样，我们要时刻警醒不倦，要把随时把神的全副军装穿上。
Okay, so the first thing we need to know as in soldiers enlisted in God's army is we need to one, know our enemy, and two, we need to prepare with the full armor of God.
所以刚才讲，我们要知道你的要认识要知道你的敌人是谁。第二个就是要把这个穿上你的全副的军装。
The last thing I want to highlight for us today in our passage, and perhaps the most importantly, is this. We need to know that the victory is already yours.
我们最重要的事情，我们已经知道，我们已经得胜，胜利已经是属于我们的了。
In verse 10, it's our first verse of our passage. It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
刚才我们读的第十节说，我们是靠着主，依赖他的大能，大力做刚强的人。
Hallelujah! That on days when we're weak, forgetful, or feeling defeated, that our confidence is not in our own strength, but in His.
我们打仗赢了，我们不是我们自己的力量，而是靠主的力量。
See, we need to be prepared. We need to do our part. It says in our passage, "After you've done everything, stand."
我们就是要知道，就是说我们，当你准备打仗的时候，你准备了所有的东西。
But the cool thing about being a part of God's military is this.
但是最酷的这个神的军队是这样，是以下这个事情。
The commander of the Lord's army is Jesus Christ Himself.
就是这个打仗的军队的元首是耶稣基督自己。
And he's leading us through a battle where he's already defeated death on the cross.
他领导我们这个打仗，实际上他在这个十字架上已经打败了撒旦。
We are entering a battle that is already won.
我们实际上是进入一个战事，这个战事实际上我们已经赢了。
And we have to remember as soldiers enlisted in God's army that the enemy is already under our feet.
我们要知道我们打仗的时候，但实际上神已经将撒旦践踏在我们的脚下。
Romans 16:20 it says the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet.
在罗马书第16章20节说，赐平安的神快要将撒旦践踏在你们脚下。
We call it feet fitted with the gospel of peace. We have peace because the enemy is already under it.
所以我们有个我们很平安，因为我们的敌人已经在我们的脚下。
You know, I spoke at a seminary in Jakarta, Indonesia.
我曾经在布道，在那个在印尼的雅加达布道。
And the seminary in that seminary in particular in Jakarta is very different from the seminaries we know here.
那边的布道跟这里的布道是不一样的。
The seminary actually served as kind of an orphanage for young teenagers to adults that were actually.Persecuted to the point of threatened death out of their villages and hometowns for their faith.
就是说他们是在他们那边的有一次那个布道是，是一些孤儿吗？
Like an orphanage, they would take in
non-believers.
Young believers.
Okay, 就是那些一些孤儿。就是因信仰而受逼迫的。
Yeah.
那里的这个信徒是受逼迫的。
And so these young believers, the seminary would train up these young believers, basically to be soldiers for God, to go back into their hometowns to declare the good news to their village that so desperately needs it.
他们那个布道是这个训练这些年轻的人，训练之后，然后让他们回到他们的村庄里面去，传讲神的道。
But when I sat down with these young believers, the hardships and the difficulties and the pains that they faced, you can see it in their body language.
当你看到这些孩子，这些你可以看到他的这些。
So I remember I was speaking. Sorry, will you finish?
就是那些孩子，你可以从他们身上，你可以看到他们有很多的困难，很多的艰难。
So I remember at one revival service at the seminary, the Holy Spirit had led me to conduct an activity.
有一次就是说在有一次我可以看到这个圣灵。
And I told each of these young believers to write on the bottom of their feet with the marker their hardships, their pains, their difficulties.
Okay, so 圣灵就是告诉他叫这些孩子能够在他们的脚上写下他们的哪些困难啊，哪些不利的事情。
And then after the after the revival service, we had a huge dance party.
就是这个 service 结束之后，他们有一个很大的这个聚会，很大的这个舞会。
And they were jumping up and down, sweating.
他们跳来跳去，然后浑身大汗。
Stomping on the enemy.
他们在践踏敌人，践踏仇敌。
And you could just see the joy and liberation on their faces.
你可以看到他们脸上有多么的释放。
Because despite the fact that they were still walking through each of their battles.
他们每天都是。虽然他们经历这个每天都
是被打仗 They knew that victory was already there.
但是他们知道他们的胜利已经在那里等着他们。
You are armed and dangerous as well.
你们也是这个 armored.
You have authority over darkness.
你们也有这个黑暗的权势。
Colossians, I'm sorry, keep cutting you off. Colossians 2:15, it says this: He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Him.
所以哥罗西书第二章第十五节说，即将一切执政的掌权的掳来，明显给众人看，就仗着十字架夸胜。
No matter how bleak, unfavorable a situation is, you can enter in confidence.
无论什么样的情况，你都要进入这个有信心。
Because if God is for us, who can be against us?
那神如果帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
In our passage, it says, "Finally, be strong in His mighty power."
就是说要在我们在主里面强壮。
See, we don't need to engage in war as the world does.
我们不需要参加一种这个跟世界属世一样的战争。
Because we are already in a battle that is already won.
我们已经在一个战事里面，这个战事我们实际上已经赢了。
We can fight with confidence.
我们可以很有信心的去打这场仗。
The Lord has not called us to be like helpless civilians, anxious, scared, worried, hiding in fear.
神跟我们打仗并不是让我们感到很害怕。
He's given us authorities as officers enlisted in His military, ready to stand and fight.
他已经有我们主耶稣基督来这个领导这个战争。
And I'm going to close with this.
下面我做一些结束。
Many of us have been walking too long as civilians hiding in fear.
我们就像一些很多充满恐惧的一些无助的这个平民一样，我们很多人在这种生活里面已经。
Dropping our shields when we need faith the most.
把盾牌全部拿掉了。
Losing our helmets, forgetting our shoes.
我们的军装给脱掉了，我们也脱掉了我们的鞋子。
When God has called us to be soldiers in His military, leading His people into a victorious battle.
当神领导我们呼召我们来进入这个战争的时候。
And let me tell you, this generation needs leaders. People enlisted in God's military to lead His people into battle victoriously, the most right now.
我们这个军队也需要有这个有这样的这个这样的领导这样的领袖来。
See when we turn on the news, right? It's we hear of so much war, devastation, shootings.
当我们每次打开电台的时候，我们可以听到这个世界上有各种各样的战争，各种各样的这个枪杀。
We hear of young people lost and just finding truth in all the wrong places.
我们听到很多年轻人都茫然不知所措。
And it's so easy to shrink back as helpless civilians, feeling frustrated, lost, hopeless.
做我们一般的，好像一般的平民的话，很感觉到恐惧，觉得很无助。
But don't forget that God has called you to be like officers enlisted in a military, ready to lead his people in victorious battle.
但是我们别忘了，神是呼召我们，征召我们作为这个领袖来领导这些市民来打仗。
He's called us to be people of hope and prayer.
他是我们这个充满希望，我们充满希望和充满祷告的一群。
In the final few verses in our passage, it says that we are to be praying at all times, praying for all the saints. In the last two verses, the Apostle Paul, he says, pray also for me. Pray that I will be able to fearlessly and boldly declare the gospel of truth.
刚才的以弗所书的经文说，我们要随时多方祷告，也要为保罗祷告，使得他得着口才，放胆讲明，福音的奥秘。
We as the people of God, we need to be praying, and we need to be praying for the saints. We need to be praying for our leaders.
我们是用祷告来打仗，也是我们不光为我们自己祷告，也为这些领袖们来祷告，领导来祷告。
When things are going well, don't forget to pray for your pastors.
我们不要忘记为这个牧师祷告。
Pray that they will boldly declare the gospel of truth.
我们为牧师祷告，让他能够放胆开口讲明福音的真理。
We are supposed to be praying at all times, fully equipped in the full armor of God.
我们应该随时随地的祷告。
We are to be enlisted in His military, ready for battle. One, knowing who our enemy is. Two, being prepared in the full armor of God. And three, knowing that victory is already ours.
所以我们要知道我们要打仗，我们要知道我们自己是被征召的，我们要装备好。然后也就要知道这个胜利已经是属于我们的了。
Today, okay, when you go home, whether you're faced with a battle big or small, whether it's a bad day to dealing with maybe with the sickness of a loved one, or you know the battles that we have with our children, our workplace, whatever it may be, remember the position that God's given you in His kingdom.
对，当我们这个听完道回去的时候，当我们面临这个各种回到家以后。或者过在工作场所碰到各种各样的事情的时候，我们要知道，就是说，我们已经这个我们的战争已经得胜了。
And report to the Lord at the end of your day and say, God, I've handled that battle, that mission, that setback with joy and peace because I know that you have enlisted me into this battle that is already won.
当每天结束的时候，你可以向主耶稣报告。就说我已经在这个今天我已经打赢了所有的战场啊，打赢了所有的战争，而且这个战争我知道我们是已经赢了。
Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads in prayer.
然后我们一起低头祷告。
God, thank you so much for this word today.
神感谢你给我们今天的话语。
And I pray that your Holy Spirit would go out and equip your troops.
求你的圣灵能够让我们了解你的真理。
I pray that if there's anyone here that's going through a battle that they feel like they can't fight, that they would be strengthened here today.
我们也祷告，就是说，所有在这里，我们感觉到我们，在战争上，在打仗的时候没有，信心的时候，我们也知道我们已经赢了。
I pray that your Holy Spirit would remind us to put on the full armor of God.
我也祷告，我们圣灵告诉我们，我们要穿上神所赐的全副的军装。
So that even in the midst of our battles, we can walk through each of them victoriously.
在战事中，我们可以得胜每一步。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.